So Sister Henriette from Faustina already been Notre Dame Chapel, the parish. But she's still with us, no? Will she? She's the general secretary for Jesus, for the Divine Mercy, Sister Faustina. So she's always present wherever we celebrate the Feast of Divine Mercy. So we ask her to give us all the light to understand better her messages from the diary. This book is from 19... This whole book is from the whole area. Okay, now go to 1936, I think, still in the retreat. And she said, in this retreat, I should keep you continually close to my heart, that you may better know to my mercy. Oh, this is the word of Jesus for Faustina. In this retreat, I will keep you continually close to my heart, that you may better know my mercy, the mercy which I have for people and especially for poor sinners. On the initial day of the retreat, I was visited by one of the sisters who had come to make her perpetual vows. She confided to me that she had no trust in God and became discouraged at every little thing. I answered her, "It's well that you have told me this, sister. I will pray for you." And I spoke a few words to her about how much distrust hurts the heart, hurts the Lord Jesus, especially distrust on the part of a chosen soul. She told me that, beginning with her perpetual vows, she would practice trust. Now I know that even some souls that are chosen are well advanced in religious life or the spiritual life, do not have the courage to entrust themselves completely to God. And this is so because few souls know the unfathomable mercy of God and His great goodness. Pray for this special grace that we trust in the love of God, divine mercy. The great majesty of God which pervades me today and still pervades me awoke in me a great fear, but a fear filled with respect and not the fear of a slave, which is quite different from the fear of respect. This fear, animated by respect, arose in my heart today because of love and the knowledge of the greatness of God, and that is a great joy to the soul. The soul trembles before the smallest offense against God, but that does not trouble or darken its happiness. There, where love is in charge, all is well. So important to keep love in the heart. Today is the Pentecost. The Holy Spirit. Where there's love, there's Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit would like to enter all the hearts. But if our hearts are not open, we can enjoy this light, this peace, if you have no God. It sometimes happens while I'm listening to the meditation, then one word puts me into very close union with the Lord. And I no longer know what Father is saying, I mean the spiritual director. I know that I'm close to the most merciful heart of Jesus. My whole spirit is entirely plunged into Him. And in one moment, learned more than during long hours of intellectual inquiry and meditation. These are sudden nights which permit me to know things as God sees them regarding matters of both the interior and exterior world. So Sona is always open to the Holy Spirit, keep him in our hearts. You don't have to worry. What you have to understand or you want, suddenly, if your heart is always at peace, open, this is special grace. I see that Jesus himself is acting in my soul during this retreat. And as for me, I know I try only to be faithful to his grace. So always open, ready. So just 1 second, you know, you have a better understanding of many things than you just the whole hour meditating, using your own force. The Spirit is there. I've submitted my soul completely to the influence of God, and this mighty ruler of heaven has taken entire possession of my soul, the Holy Spirit. Ruler of heaven has taken entire possession of my soul. I feel that I'm being lifted up above earth and heaven into the inner life of God, where I come to know the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but always in the unity of majesty. I will enclose myself in the chariot of Jesus so that I may comfort him continually. I will do everything within my power to save souls. I will do it through prayer and suffering. I try always to be a Bethany for Jesus so that he may rest here after all his labors. In Holy Communion, my union with Jesus is so intimate and incomprehensible that even if I wanted to describe it in writing, I could not do so because I lack the words. The place of Bethany, you know, Jesus always passing before entering in Jerusalem, he stayed with to see the brother, Lazarus. Lazarus and the sister, Mary, you know. Mary Magdalene also? Is she the sister of Lazarus? Some say yes, some say no. Some say they're two persons. Some say yes. Anyway, they are sisters, our sisters also. This evening I saw the Lord Jesus just as he was during his passion. His eyes were raised up to his Father and he was praying for us. So Jesus didn't talk much about the Blessed Trinity, but he always related to God the Father and always look upward and prayerful, the Holy Spirit working. Although I was ill, I made up my mind to make a holy hour today as usual. During that hour, I saw the Lord Jesus being scourged at the pillar. In the midst of this frightful torture, Jesus was praying. After a while, he said to me, there are few souls who contemplate my passion with true feeling. I give great graces to souls who meditate devoutly on my passion. She is so sick, and she tried to make her 1 hour holy hour before the Blessed Sacrament. Can't you think something on Sundays? Before you go home, you can come before the Blessed Sacrament for an holy hour. That's a moment that you're close to him and meditate on the passion of Christ, and that's always the grace comes in. You know, you have the whole day. Of course, you have the meetings. You have something to do. Can you squeeze some time? She's so sick. And squeeze your time for adoration for 1 hour. Can't be squeezed. Of course, you have to make an effort. You can say, I'm so free, I've got nothing to do. Come to Jesus not because you have nothing to do. You have things to do, and this is one of the things you have to do. Tell yourself this way, no? That you make the effort. Otherwise, I'm busy, and then only find 2 seconds in the chapel, and I rush. Does it make sense? Stay some time. We are so fortunate. Not here. So many churches open during the day. Of course, in the Philippines. But out in China, many times during the daytime, our security, the church are locked. Unless you lock, you ask to be open. With that special help for me, you are not even capable of accepting my graces. You know who you are, Jesus says. You see? You've done my special help for me. You are not even capable of accepting my graces. So don't tell yourself, I can, only I don't want. Even you want, you won't have the grace, and you couldn't, and your feet is not towards him. Outside world, friends, celebrations. It's not easy, eh? It's a special grace. It's not something, little things. With the special help, especially for me, you are not even capable of accepting my graces. Accepting, not even accepting a grace. Even the grace before you, stand before your door. There's one very famous Swiss psychologist, Jung. He said, because he has lots of experience of consulting people, no? Counseling people. He said, when God the Father stands in front of your front door, the devil waits at the back door. He is there. So if you don't open the door, let God in, sooner or later, your back door will be in some way opened and he enter. This is a psychologist. Eh? He's not a real believer. Of course, they, in Europe, no, many are baptized. They have the gifts, but they are not really talking on the part of the gospel. But their experience is so much, you know, when God the Father is standing in front of your front door, the devil is standing at the back door or around all the windows. If your door is locked for God, usually the back door they don't lock, you know. In North America, usually the back door is open because easier to go to the back garden, no? The front door, of course, you knock because you don't know where the back door, usually there's a garden, you have to go through the garden, go to. So usually you're free, you can imagine, eh? There's some very meaningful thing. The evil stand at the back door, always he can enter. The front doors, you're locked. And God the Father is waiting in the front door. It's a good explanation how the situation we are. And exactly what Jesus is talking up to her. Without special help for me, you are not even capable of accepting my graces. You know who you are. To Faustina, she's so open, so trust, so faithful to the Lord, and still Jesus said, you know who you are. So much so, you dare say, I'm strong, I'm open to you, I love you more. Can you say that? So Faustina, ready to die, to suffer, whole life, just only for the sake of one soul. Are you willing to do that? Little bit, no? Not very much. Even for your own soul, you won't sacrifice so much. So how can you say you sacrifice so many things for the souls you don't know? After Holy Communion today, I spoke at length to the Lord Jesus about people who are special to me. Then I heard these words. My daughter, don't be exerting yourself so much with words, Those whom you love in a special way, I too love in a special way. And for your sake, I shower my graces upon them. I'm pleased when you tell me about them, but don't be doing so with such excessive effort. You have good friends, Jesus knows. You care for them, Jesus, I care also. Seek first the kingdom of God, not your friend. One can't serve two servants, two masters, either God or money. Money means friendship. First thing first, Jesus, you know. You said you loved your friend. Jesus, I love your friend also. Don't take it you love more than I love her or love him. Jesus knows. But how about you love Jesus? That's the point. If you don't love Jesus as much as you love that friend, oh, I have to go. I have an appointment with my friend. What about Jesus? You see? Your time is so squeezed. You have no time for Jesus. So why can't we settle another program of life? Squeeze your time. Make time. You have to make time. Time is given you, but you have to make the better use of your time for Jesus. O Savior of the world, I unite myself with your mercy. My Jesus, I join all my sufferings to yours and deposit them in the treasury of the church for the benefit of the souls. You see, she is investing her sufferings. Today, I was led by an angel to the chasm of hell. It is a place of great torture. How awesomely large and extensive it is. The kinds of tortures I saw. The first torture that constitutes hell is the loss of God. The second is perpetual remorse of conscience. The third is that one's condition will never change. The fourth is the fire that will penetrate the soul without destroying it. A terrible suffering, since it's a purely spiritual fire, lit by God's anger. The fifth torture is continued darkness and a terrible suffocating smell. And despite the darkness, the devils and the souls of the damned see each other and all the evil, both of others and their own. The sixth torture is the constant company of Satan. The seventh torture is terrible despair, hatred of God, vile words, curses, and blasphemies. These are the tortures suffering by all the damned together. But that's not the end of the sufferings. There are special tortures destined for particular souls. These are the torments of the senses. Each soul undergoes terrible and indescribable sufferings related to the manner in which it has sinned. There are caverns and pits of torture where one form of agony differs from another. I would have died at the very sight of these tortures if the omnipotence of God had not supported me. Let a sinner know that he will be tortured throughout all eternity. In those senses which he made use of to sin. I am writing this at the command of God, so that no soul may find an excuse by saying there's no hell, or that nobody has ever been there, and so no one can say what it is like. I'll repeat again. It's worth. Sometimes we talk about mercy, the mercy, great divine mercy of Jesus. Yes. But you don't love. Because we're born to love. Because we are born in the image of divine mercy, of God, the Blessed Trinity. If not, it's hell. Let's see what. Today, I was led by an angel to the chasm of hell. It is a place of great torture. How awesomely large and extensive it is. The kinds of tortures I saw, the first torture that constitutes hell is the loss of God. The second is perpetual remorse of conscience. So we have a conscience. When you sin, you consciously, you know it. If you don't know it, God will not condemn you. But you know it, there's a conscience, consciously, forever. You make a mistake, you know it's a mistake, and consciously, for the whole eternity. It's perpetual remorse, but too late to mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. It's too late. The third is that one's condition will never change. At least today, you can change your program. Not going so much in the outside world. Say sometimes, spend some time with the Lord Jesus in the blessed, before the Blessed Sacrament. You choose not to, that's your choice. And forever, you feel so sorry. Jesus, I should have come that day before you. Perhaps sometimes, just your lack of some graces, that you fall into sin. Because you don't spare time. You, Jesus. The fourth is the fire that will penetrate the soul without destroying it. Always fire. A terrible suffering, since it is purely spiritual fire, lit by God's anger. The fifth torture is continual darkness and a terrible suffocating smell. And despite darkness, the devils and the souls of the damned see each other and all the evil, both of others and their own. So all the dirty things. Open heart, but dirty heart. You can see so many dirty hearts that surround you. Forever, no change. Even today on earth, we can change. You are great sinners, yes. Ask for forgiveness. He just come for this. If you choose not, he cannot help you. Of course, he's omnipotent, he's powerful, but you don't open, how can he help you? The same with Judas. Jesus gave him a lot of chances. So at the end, he still decided to do it. He says, okay, you do it, just hurry. Jesus still loves a soul. He loves sinners. He loves Judas. He's crying for him. Crying for us. The sixth torture is the constant company of Satan. Good companion. At the back of the door, now he's inside. The seventh torture is terrible despair. Hatred of God. Wild words, curses, and blasphemies. So he said, times time we curse, blasphemies, is the word of the Satan. You know, you follow him, that's why you curse. Don't do that anymore. They are bad, friend. Pray for them, not curse them. If you curse, forever you will curse in hell. And you feel so sorry, and you cannot keep your mouth shut. Always open mouth is cursing. That's the place we choose. These are the tortures suffered by all the damned together. But that is not the end of the sufferings. Okay, the rest you meditate. I, Sister Faustina, by the order of God, has visited the abyss of hell so that I might tell souls about it. And testify to its existence. I cannot speak about it now, but I have received a command from God to live it in writing. The devils were full of hatred for me, but they had to obey me at the command of God. She suffered a lot while she was writing, you know. The devil doesn't want her to reveal these things to the world. What I have written is but a pale shadow of the things I saw. But notice one thing, that most of the souls, they are those who disbelieved that there is a hell. You know, in Medjugorje, there are 6 children, no? 30 years ago, have the vision of Blessed Virgin Mary. And one or two, Our Lady bring them to visit purgatory and also to visit hell. Just to have the glimpse, so that they have the strong faith back to earth. Man is like that. When good things to you, heaven, well. Bad things come, perhaps sometimes come some kinds of punishment. It's a good remedy for what you call stubborn soul. We are so stubborn, attached to our body. When it came to, I hardly recover from the frights. She's so frightened after this experience. How terrible souls suffer there. Consequently, I pray even more fervently for the conversion of sinners. That's the conclusion. That's why she prays so hard for sinners. She doesn't want them, they are brothers and sisters. She doesn't want them to go to hell. Of ignorance, many times, so proud, they don't believe. Maybe you pray for the special grace that you go to hell to see something before you can be real converted, real conversion. Still you are, well, this is, maybe you say, not true, not very true, that's right, and you know. That's why many things, today, the modern scholar, they don't preach much about hell. They don't preach much hell. Even the kind of, you know, modern theology, they say, really, God is merciful. Even in the big show called Jesus Christ Superstar, you know, the years ago, da, 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 da. At the end, it seems the last day, even the souls in hell, all resurrected and go to heaven, you know. That's how, of course, that show, they want to go to heaven, that's right. But don't sin. You can have both. Sin first and heaven second. You have to pay for it, you know. Consequently, I pray even more fervently for the conversion of sinners. I incessantly plead God's mercy upon them. Oh my Jesus, I would rather be in agony until the end of the world, amidst the greatest sufferings, than offend you by the least sin. I think we need a special grace to go to hell, to see hell, what it is. Then you'll be more alert. Stop all these gossips. Stop all these going to doing stupid things, revenge. Forever in hell, you will revenge all forever. Oh, how nice, I hit her. Forever you hit and you feel so sorry, but you kept to hit. And sorry, but you cannot help but to hit. But you're so tired still to hit. Okay, now, one last word from Jesus. Would like to hear? It's nice for today's meditation. My daughter, if I demand through you that people revered my mercy reference, a pay reference, my mercy, you should be the first to distinguish yourself by this confidence in my mercy. I demand from you deeds of mercy, which are to arise out of love for me. You are to show mercy to your neighbors always and everywhere. You must not shrink from these or try to excuse or absorb yourselves from it. Don't make so many excuses to have love for people. Don't procrastinate tomorrow. Okay, I do it better tomorrow. Today, give me some space. Don't do that. I'm giving you three ways of exercising mercy towards your neighbor. The first, by deed. The second, by word. The third, by prayer. By deed, by word, by prayer. In these three degrees is contained the fullness of mercy, and it is quite unquestionable proof of love for me, for Jesus, and not for your friend. You do it for Jesus. By these means, I so gratify and pays reference to my mercy. That's only for the sake, for the glory of God, you do it. You talk to your friend, you admonish her, out of mercy for Jesus, out of love for Jesus. Pray the name of Jesus. Yes, the first Sunday after Easter is a feast of mercy. But there must also be acts of mercy. And I demand the worship of my mercy through the solemn celebration of feasts and through the veneration of the image which is painted. Yes, one thing, we just put so much importance of the painting, of the procession. We forgot one real thing, by deeds, words, prayer for your neighbor. Many times I so scrutinize how to do this prayer, how to walk, and how to surrounding voice. We put so much effort to make the material things good, but we forgot about, you have to change your heart. By means of this image, I shall grant many graces to souls. It is to be a reminder of the demands of my mercy, because even the strongest faith is still availed without works. You need to have works, good deeds. Oh my Jesus, you yourself must help me in everything, because you see how very little I am. Also, I depend solely on your goodness, O God. So much Jesus gave him so much things. She's so tired, so weak. Jesus, help me. So even the points of hell, maybe you might you believe, you still half-heartedly believe yes or no, whatever. Ask Jesus, because the devil is still at the back of your door, your back door. He doesn't want you to listen faithfully. He doesn't want you to change. Keep where you are. That's the devil. Be pleased with what you are. It's already, you know. Go ahead. Always. Don't lose heart. And be humble. You have to be humble. Pray today. Spend some time quiet. If can, if every Sunday, make 1 hour of holy hour, your personal holy hour with Jesus. If you can, by shift or the year afternoon, because in the evening we have exposure and blessed sacrament, since nobody in the chapel. But if you can, I can expose the blessed sacrament for the whole day, for you. But you have to buy ship. You have people inside the chapel. Just my proposal. It's up to you. You say, you organize well, I can expose the blessed sacrament, and you make some effort to stay with Jesus in the exposed blessed sacrament. and just stay and cry and ask for all the graces, because many times we have so many hatreds in our life, not because of you, because of your friends and your neighbors and your beloved people at home. They're doing so many stupid things, and you count, I couldn't help your children, your husband. They are lost in horizon. So much good that you pray. I pray for them, cry for them. Who perhaps through your many souls were saved because Sister Faustina was praying for them. You can be another Faustina. Would be nice, eh?